This is New England Public Radio. This week is the 50th anniversary of Woodstock, one of the first big music festivals, and an event which continues to be a symbol of the 1960s. There's that joke, if you remember the 60s, you probably weren't there. But thanks to films, recordings, and books, the Woodstock Music and Art Fair continues to live on in the imagination of both the Woodstock generation and those younger. New England Public Radio's John Vosey has this story about one enduring image of the festival.
After 50 years, Woodstock is remembered for the crowd of some 450,000, the feels of mud from the intermittent rain, the historic rock and roll performances by musicians that went on to become legends, and the festival's logo, a white bird perched on a blue and green guitar neck against a red background. Arnold Skolnick, a longtime Western Massachusetts resident, was a New York graphic designer and advertising director in 1969. He was approached by Woodstock's organizers to design a replacement for the festival's original poster.
They had the first poster, which nobody liked. It was called Age of Aquarius. They called me in. They said, what do you think of this poster? I said, not much. They said, can you do another one? I said, when do you need it? This was Thursday afternoon. He said, do you need it Monday morning? So I said, fine.
The instructions that Skolnick received for the poster's design were minimal.
He said, we can have a festival with art and crafts and music. And I turned it around to say, 3 days of peace and music. So it started with the words.
It was an era of elaborately designed posters for rock concerts.
Everybody was doing psychedelic posters, which I think are awful. A poster is supposed to be so simple that you're driving by slowly in a car, you can see it.
Skolnick's straightforward design featured a guitar and a bird.
When I did the bird, which is on the upper left-hand side, you have to balance it. So I put the type on the bottom. If it's balanced, everybody goes, oh, oh. If it's not balanced, it throws everybody off.
Work on the poster didn't really begin until the Monday morning when it was due. And that bird in the upper left-hand corner of the poster, the one that for 50 years I and many others thought looked like a white dove?
I used a catbird instead of a dove. Because a catbird is fat, and a dove is like a pigeon. It has no shape whatsoever. When you say the word peace, you think of a dove. It's just a symbol.
Later that morning, Skolnick delivered his design to the Woodstock Festival organizers.
And I brought in about 11 o'clock, and there were all the guys waiting. These are the investors and everybody. They said, do it, you know, and that was it.
For his design, which has endured for 50 years and is so identified with Woodstock, Skolnick was supposed to get royalties.
2% of everything. 2% of everything was $15, according to their calculation. I didn't do it for the money, you know. Just to solve the problem. That's what I was doing it for. I think about solving problems visually.
Skolnick did attend the first day of the festival, leaving because of the impending rain and the crowd.
Chaos. There were so many people. All day long, people kept coming because they didn't time it right and their cars broke down. And then I found out that the rains are coming and we had no tent. So I left Saturday morning. I must have damaged about 50 cars getting out of the parking lot. And that was it.
Although rock and roll wasn't Skolnick's thing, he thought Richie Havens, the festival's opening performer, was terrific.
Freedom! Freedom! Freedom!
For New England Public Radio, I'm John Vosey.
Freedom, sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child.